This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The presidential election is just 13 days away. The campaign already has seen its share of negative attacks on the stump and in advertising. In recent days, it seems to be getting worse. Both sides appear to be engaged in a contest to see who can paint the scariest picture of their opponent, encouraging voters not so much to think as to worry. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Maybe it's the pressure of a race that's so close, so fiercely contested, so utterly unpredictable that leads to such intense focus on the negative. If voters are looking for an uplifting message to break through, they haven't gotten it this week. And with Election Day fast approaching, both campaigns seem to have come to the conclusion that the way to the winner's circle is to imagine the worst about their opponent. Domestic or foreign policy, neither is immune. A favorite target for John Kerry is the president's call for major changes to Social Security, allowing people to take money that would have gone into the Social Security fund and put it into individual accounts.
He wants to be the first president in history to put the greatest retirement program in history at risk, a program built by generations of sacrifice and hard work. This is what the president must mean when he talks about his ownership society. When it comes to your retirement, you're on your own.
John Kerry has also raised the specter of the reinstatement of the draft, given U.S. military commitments in Iraq and around the world and the lengthy overseas tours of duty for members of the National Guard. All of this put the president in a defensive posture yesterday in St. Petersburg, Florida, where he accused John Kerry of saying anything to get elected.
We will keep the promise of Social Security for all our seniors. We will not have a draft. We'll keep the all-volunteer army. With your help on November 2nd, the people of America will reject the politics of fear.
But just moments later, the president went on to warn that electing his opponent will mean higher taxes on businesses and working people, that trial lawyers will call the shots on health care, and that a Kerry presidency will leave America vulnerable. And even as the president lashed out at Senator Kerry for playing on people's fears, Vice President Cheney in Ohio yesterday went after Kerry with his own big, scary picture of the world should the Democrat win, nuclear terrorism in the U.S.
The biggest threat we face now as a nation is the possibility of terrorists ending up in the middle of one of our cities with deadlier weapons than have ever before been used against us, with a biological agent or a nuclear weapon or a chemical weapon of some kind, able to threaten the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans, not just 3,000. And that's the ultimate threat. And for us to have a strategy that's capable of dealing with that threat and defeating it, you've got to get your mind around that concept.
Cheney, holding nothing back, called John Kerry desperate and dismissed Kerry's assertion that he will be a tough leader in the war on terror. Cheney has spent months on the campaign trail leveling such harsh attacks against Kerry. At one town hall meeting in Iowa last month, he suggested that there would be another terrorist attack on the U.S. if voters make the wrong choice. This latest comment, with its talk of nuclear bombs in American cities, takes it to a whole new level. The Kerry campaign reacted to Cheney's remarks by saying it's the Bush administration that has made the country more vulnerable by not effectively dealing with the threat of nuclear proliferation. As to the tone of Cheney's comments, Kerry campaign spokesman Mike McCurry added this.
There's been no question that the president has been relentlessly negative about Senator Kerry and his record. On the other hand, there could be nothing that has struck more fear in the minds of Americans than to hear the Vice President of the United States suggest that one of our major cities might suffer a nuclear attack. I mean, if that's not probing fear, what is?
And with the nuclear card being played by the Vice President, one wonders where things can go from here. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Join pollster Andrew Kohut for a live online chat about political polls today at noon Eastern. To ask a question or for more information, go to npr.org.